Hi, this is Teresa, and we're in the studio here at K-Bright Radio. Thank you for tuning in on Mother's Day. We have a special segment today. I want to do something a little different and not have someone next to me to interview, but rather talk about a few Bible verses to reflect on throughout the day. So we're just going to get right into it. Starting off with Psalm 127, verse 3. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. That's the blessing of motherhood. Children are described as a heritage and a reward. Motherhood is a unique calling to nurture the next generation. I want to encourage you to reflect on these Bible verses as I go through them and how it can pertain to you in your life today. As we celebrate Mother's Day, you can think about some of the people in your lives, whether it be your grandma, mentor, sister, friends, colleagues. There's so many to choose from. And as a matter of fact, you know what we can do is talk about some of the moms here in the Bible. We have the protective, courageous mom, Jochebed, mother of Moses, the mother waiting on God, Sarah, after decades of infertility. She gave birth in old age, representing faith despite doubt and long-awaited fulfillment of promises. You have the mentoring mom, Eunice and Lois, Timothy's mother and grandmother, who built a foundation of faith, demonstrating the lasting impact of spiritual mentorship across generations. You have the adoptive mom, Pharaoh's daughter. She defied her father's command and adopted Moses, showcasing that motherhood goes beyond biological bonds. The persistent prayer warrior mom, Hannah, experiencing deep anguish over infertility. She trusted God to deliver her son, Samuel, and dedicated him to his service. Moving on to number two, Proverbs 1, verse 8. The Bible emphasizes that a mother's teaching is a vital guide for a child's life, meant to be cherished and remembered. So scripture says, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching." Number three, the strength of a godly woman. Motherhood requires immense physical and spiritual strength. A woman who fears the Lord is worthy of the highest praise. That's in Proverbs 31, 25, 30. And scripture reads, "She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." Isaiah 66, 13. Scripture reads, "As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem." Number five, the command to honor. In Exodus 20, verse 12, honoring our mothers is the first commandment that comes with the specific promise of a long and blessed life. So what does that mean, listeners? That means to listen and honor your mother. Scripture reads, "Honor your father and mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." I know it's not always easy, but it is super, super important. And it's the way that we share our love. So it's not because they deserve it. It's not because they've earned it. It's just because that's what God wants. It's obedience, which is God's love language. So honor your father and your mother. Exodus 20, verse 12. Number six, in John 15, 13, it says, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Normally that's used for friendship and things like that, but a mother's sacrifice actually is so much deeper than anyone else. Just as Christ loved the church, many mothers mirror that sacrificial love by putting their children's needs above their own. How many times has your mom done so much for you and you just didn't even bat an eye? Now is the time where we can give honor and praise to them, right? So if you're listening and you've been mean to your mom lately, I encourage you to call her or text her and just say, "I love you." It's so easy. It's so simple. Your pride and your ego has no space in this lifetime. So I encourage you, a simple text or a call that just says, "I love you." Number seven, 2 Timothy 1, verse 5 says, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice." So the legacy of faith. We see in the New Testament how faith is often passed down through the generations, starting with mothers and grandmothers. So again, right after you're done calling your mom, you can call your grandma too. Number 8, Proverbs 31:26. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. So a godly mother speaks with wisdom and leads her household with a spirit of kindness rather than harshness. So this one could be a reminder to the moms, no matter what the situation, how frustrated we can be, it is our job to show kindness, the love of Jesus, rather than being harsh. So our spirit and our heart posture has to really stand corrected because our children are watching and they learn through behaviors that we show them. So that's just a little encouragement. Samuel 1 verse 27. That's number 9, guys, if you're keeping track. Scripture reads, I prayed for this child and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So good. Number 10, last but not least, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 and 7. Love is patient. Love is kind. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. So, so important to remember that. Oftentimes we think that love is something that we can just make up. Oh, I love you so much that that's why I did that. No, the Bible says love is, and then gives you the answer what love is supposed to be. Love is patient. It is kind. It always protects. It always trusts. It always helps and always perseveres. I encourage you to remember that. A mother's love is often the closest earthly reflection of the agape love described in the Bible, patient, kind, and enduring. So that's unfailing love, guys. Number 10. I want to remind you, do not forget this Mother's Day, we have a special giveaway. We want to bless the moms in our community this year. Be sure to head over to kbrightradio.com, click on the banner to enter our Mother's Day giveaway. It's our way of saying thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you do. Entries are now open, so don't miss out. Nominate a prayer warrior mom now. So if you have a Hannah in your life, this is your opportunity to show some love and possibly win some jewelry, gift cards, and devotionals. I'm Teresa, host of In the Studio. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Mother's Day. God bless you. Until next time.
This has been In the Studio, a public affairs presentation of the Crawford Media Group. Please email us your comments, suggestions, and ideas to publicaffairs@crawfordbroadcasting.com. Again, that's publicaffairs@crawfordbroadcasting.com.